Doug Buchanan is in the studio with me from St. David's Church in Baltimore on Roland Avenue. He is the choir master, director of musical affairs there. Welcome. Nice to see you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about the Bach Marathon, which is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Bach's birthday is the 21st,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
First day of spring, which is so appropriate. So this is an event that's been going on since the 70s?
We're in our 41st year, and it's going strong. I'm really excited about what we've got to offer this year.
So it's everything Bach, from solo organ music to choral pieces to the Coffee Cantata this year.
Charm City Baroque is offering the Coffee Cantata. That'll be at 4:30 on Sunday. We're also hearing a little bit of everything that Bach wrote. So we have the Coffee Cantata. We have another secular cantata, Amore Traditore, or Treacherous Love. We also have some chamber music, some trio sonatas, some solo organ music being performed by Bert Landman, the new director of music over at Episcopal Church of the Redeemer. Mary Hamlin Spencer is offering some wonderful solo organ music as well, and I'm working my way through the Klavier Obung 3. And we top out the evening at the end with our choir doing the motet Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied, which is just a ton of fun.
Sing unto the Lord a new song.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So what's the organ like at St. David's?
It's a Cossavant from the 60s.
Yes, from Quebec.
Yes,
good
exactly.
Job.
So it's a wonderful instrument, and it's great for this Baroque repertoire because it's really, really clear, but it also has a lot of color. So there's a lot to offer. And in fact, one of the things I'll be doing in the Klavier Obung is slowly working my way through pretty much every stop we could possibly use for the marathon that would have been workable or would have been heard in Bach's day.
Now, Klavier Obung, we should say, keyboard exercises, but mm-hmm. they're more than that, aren't they?
He wrote four of these keyboard exercises, which was a common thing to do in the Baroque era. Lots of different composers did it, from Couperin all the way to other Germanic composers. But Bach's Klavier Obung series are really testaments of earthly and spiritual experience. I mean, these include, the fourth book is the Goldberg Variations, which many of us knew and love, and sort of encapsulates all these different realms of human experience. The Klavier Obung 3 is also known as the German Organ Mass, where he sets all these different chorale preludes in all these multifaceted ways. It's incredible, from the very simple to the highly complex. Some of the weirdest music I've ever played by Bach is in this Klavier Obung, and it delves into this rich trove of the Lutheran chorale and sort of experiments with these little nuggets of faith and views them from different angles. It's really fascinating.
This is free and open to the public?
It's free and open to the public. There's even food available for purchase at 4 o'clock. There are some people who would like to come, sit down at 2, take a quick break to eat a snack, and then come back and stay through the whole thing, and you're welcome to do that. If you feel so moved, there's options for a donation, but everyone is welcome, and we just want to share the music with as many people as possible.
This starts when and ends when?
This starts at 2 p.m., ends at about 7 p.m. Sometimes we bleed over a few minutes, but that's the nature of a five-hour marathon.
Right.
It should be an exciting time.
Doug Buchanan is director of music and the choir at St. David's Church on Roland Avenue. You're at Roland in Cold Spring.
Yep, so just a little bit north of Cold Spring.
Mm-hmm. Right, excellent. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for doing this, and this is a great service you're doing for the community.
Thank you so much. Our pleasure.